This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Did you know that you can become an heir of the promise given to Abraham and his offspring? That's right. God made a promise to Abraham in Genesis 12, 2 and 3, that he would bless him and make him a blessing to others throughout the world and throughout future generations. If this promise was linked to the giving of the law and the observance of the law, it would be a bankrupt promise. Why? Because Abraham failed to live righteously before God. So did his human offspring. The promise was given, according to Romans 4:13, through the righteousness that comes by faith. We have already seen that Abraham was declared righteous by God when he believed God. We too are declared righteous when we believe in God. Romans 4:16 declares, "The promise comes by faith, so that it may be by grace and may be guaranteed to all Abraham's offspring, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham." Based on this promise, we too can become heirs of that blessing. And in becoming heirs, we, like Abraham, can become channels of that blessing to others. We don't deserve this privilege, but by faith in Jesus Christ, it is guaranteed to us. This is grace, pure and simple. Grace is God's unmerited favor bestowed upon us without the expectation of anything in return from us. There are no strings attached to grace. It is given gratuitously, says Dr. Kenneth Wiest. That's why it can be guaranteed. It doesn't depend on our performance. It depends only on God's faithfulness. If these studies have been helpful and you'd like to review them, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives. You can review them there.